I just had a few comments about the what Carsten called the parabolic conditions. And in fact, well, this sort of conditions that he wrote down. These conditions actually, they're not parabolic because they lift away the equations for the lapse. Right? So when you couple these conditions with the evolution equation for the trace of K, they lift away the equations. There's a whole family of them. So you can get harmonic slicing by just choosing an F of 1. Many generalizations, what we call 1 plus log, etc. What you find when you analyze these conditions is that they, as I just said, they lift wave equations for the lapse. And those wave equations have a speed that is given by this, where this is essentially the speed of light times the square root of this f that you can choose freely, apart from the fact that it has to be positive, right? So what you see is that you can get, playing with this, you can get any wave speed you want, and what we found in practice, it is actually very, very useful to have superluminal speeds here. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't do that, and in practice, it's much more robust to have sometimes superluminal speeds in these sort of cage conditions than if you don't do that. So in our case, for example, we tend to use a 1 plus log slicing, which has a wave speed that has a factor of 1 over alpha here, and alpha is typically less than 1, so that means that you have speeds that are faster than the speed of light inside in the region of strong curvature, and that seems to be very helpful.
How does this interact with excision?
Well, you will have things leaking out, gauge, So
you'll have to put boundary conditions.
You have to put boundary.
But that depends on the formulation, though.
Yeah.
What does mean much better was sort of the statement?
For example, okay, it depends on the on each case. For example, if you just choose this equal to 1, harmonic, and you evolve a black hole, partial black hole, harmonic is only marginally singularity avoiding. It means it never touches the singularity, but it approaches arbitrarily close to the singularity. And that means in your numerical simulation, very, very quickly, everything blows up and you're dead. Whereas if you choose 1 plus log, for example, it never touches the singularity. It behaves very much like maximal. So that sort of thing, right? This harmonic can easily go null, whereas in this case, 1 plus log we've never seen go null. Whereas harmonic goes null, and when it goes null, you're again dead because your formulation doesn't work anymore. So that sort of thing, I mean. So. And just a few of the advantages of disadvantages we found in practice about these things. So these sort of things are very cheap computationally, much faster than elliptic solves, and they're very easy to implement. Again, you don't need to code an elliptic solver.
When you say in practice, you mean this trouble
with just ordinary ADM? Ordinary ADM, yes. Yeah. And if you have a hyperbolic system for the rest and you choose one of these family of lapse conditions, then you can have a full hyperbolic system, even including the slicing. So that's also nice. But it has some disadvantages that we've found. So at a given resolution, typically you have less accurate results if you use any of these conditions than if you use maximal for the same problem.
What do you mean by numerical
error? Yeah, you look at the violation of the Hamiltonian constraint for the same initial data, and you run with maximal or with this, and you find that with this, the Hamiltonian constraint can be 10 times as bigger for the same resolution. Right, so, yeah. And these sort of things can also develop easily sort of coordinate pathologies, so they can either become null in some cases, so they can develop these sort of coordinate shocks when your slicing develops a kink. So that can easily happen as well. So those are problems we know are there. In some cases, you find them, and it's difficult. It's related to Bernard's question. When it happens, it's very difficult to know what actually happened. Yeah. Did you encounter?
Why does the Hamiltonian constraint blow up if you use?
It doesn't blow up. It's just much bigger. Right? Why? It's a good question. I don't know.
Kind of slicing?
forward motion, so it's basically a parabolic
equation.
It's two parabolic equations in space going in opposite directions as a couple to each other. I've never quite understood what that is.
The thing is, if you look at the lap,
Yeah, that's an old and very successful example that's worth keeping in mind of an algebraic gauge that actually works very well for a specific problem.
Well, I don't know, I don't want to say anything against that calculation, it's a great calculation, but the fact is that Stock has to fine-tune the initial conditions to get that run to go. In other words, the published run, you should think of that as selected from a universe of possible runs for, you know, initial radius and initial whatever to get the evolution that they've got. That is not a generic code. You can't run an arbitrary initial
Can we ask the numerical people to tell us what's really going on? I don't know what's going on. Let's see. So you've got four or five authors on that thing. Who wants to talk about it? Okay, good. You got a view graph or a view graph made up?
Actually, I have my PowerPoint presentation on exactly what it is, but it's in my office right now. I can get it in a minute. But everybody has it in front, so.
Okay, let's go.